stuff, isn't it, son?
Yeah, okay.
Ask him if he's there.
Hello, you there, Mike? I don't know if you know who this is or not. This is Mike the Mouse. Your mother's second son, you know how it is. She told me I had to say something to you, you know, even though I didn't really feel like talking to you at all. I was kind of scared to say anything since I haven't written you ever since you've gotten in the service. But, you know, I'm not much for writing anyways. But I'll be going in tomorrow morning. I'm leaving. And I'll probably be over in Nam, so you can get even and not write me while I'm over there, you know. And that way there I can, you know, feel lousy like you do right now. But I'll see if I can get a letter off after I get in there. I have more free time, you know, won't have anything to do but write. And I'm glad to hear everything's going all right for you while you're over there.
Very basic for people.
Yeah, I know.
You know, books in. You met him.
And
I got one card from
you. I hope everything is going all right.
He was lonesome then.
You're looking pretty good from your pictures,
somebody,
man. I gotta say that.
Get real lonesome.
Yeah. So you got yourself a big truck. I just saw the letter your mom got just today or the other day, whenever it was, with you washing the truck off. Too bad you can't come home and do your dad's car for him. He's been sitting here talking about that, you know, getting the car washed and everything. Complaining he's had to shovel the walks and everything.
Hold on a minute. Let's see if it's on the mic. This is just a goofing around.
When.
And down, and
that's up. Okay. Yeah. This is on, I think, I hope. Is this on, Mike? All right. Well, we had to check to make sure my voice was coming off, you know. Not that it's so great a voice or anything. We were kind of hoping it wasn't working out. But it turns out it's coming off pretty bad anyways. Well, Al's going to talk for a while. He's over here with me right now. I just dropped in to say hello to your mom and dad and say goodbye at the same time before I leave. And I'm glad to hear you're really so short, man. You'll be coming home before long. Maybe I'll see you when I get my leave. And take it easy, huh?
You got to think first?
Oh, yes.
Well, you got it on, so you better start talking.
Yeah, you can hear you thinking.
Well, this is me, Mike. I'm just trying to think of something to say. You know, I never do talk too much.
What's this? I can dig it.
But,
He's talking about being short.
Well.
Oh.
What
girls? You know me. I don't go out with them people.
What's it?
Yeah. Be glad to see you coming back. Hope you make it okay and all that. When you get back, we can go back to our usual wild times, I hope.
Because his one friend was saying this stuff. See the kind of stuff he writes? I can dig it.
Phil Mouse says that he's drinking up your beer for you and hopes you enjoy the hangover afterwards and that kind of stuff. He's figuring on getting his leave and that sometime in early August, he hopes. So if you're around then, we can run out to Weiler's and that, and see how many cars we can blow up coming home.
Let's see. Well,
you'll get one before
I just finished blowing up my fourth one now, and buying a old 32, 34 Ford coupe. Planning on fixing it up into a roadster, and if I get that done, we can have some pretty nice little runs around.
Anyways, I'm going to see if I can go to advance first.
How about your girlfriend?
If you wouldn't, then when would you be home?
How about your girlfriend?
I'd be home around.
Your father keeps insisting I tell you about my girlfriends, but you know me. I don't have any girls, man. I'm a loner, a no good bum. No girl can take me for more than a week at a time, you know. After a weekend, well, it's all over with. Last time I took a girl out, man, afterwards she refused to sit in the car with me, man. She'd rather walk. Yeah, we're just looking at these little folders and that with all your pictures in it. And they had some of those pictures down there at down at the beach there with the them girls up there, man. There wouldn't be any more draft. All these people would be rushing to enlist. If I was in right now, man, and saw those things, I'd be over in Nam by next week. The way things go, I don't think I'll be in for another, not before the end of, before the end of summer, anyways.
Mike, sir.
Yeah.
Mike, sir. I don't know how to push that.
He's talking.
That's okay.
We're helping him.
Go ahead and talk. I don't
Mike,
care.
Mike, sir, how to push him.
Hey, Mike, your mom and I were just talking. We just figured out that if I happen to get my leave at the same time you're coming home, we're going to run into a bit of problem here because you're going to have a little bit of rank over me. And I can't quite get used to the idea of calling you sir every time I see you. And I'm afraid you might make me just drop and give you a couple of those push-ups, you know. You know, kind of disrespect and all that stuff, you know. Insubordination, I guess, is what you want to call it, huh? So, hey, yeah, I seen Nick. He just come back from Vietnam. He's home for his 30-day leave now, and then he's going down to Georgia. He's married, and he's got this big handlebar mustache, man. You wouldn't believe him. He's really changed. He's a lot quieter than he used to be, too. And running to him downtown, and then had him over to a party Saturday night I had going away. Sorry you couldn't have made that there. Had a good time. Everybody got drunk. Everybody was sick Sunday morning, though. You know how that is. But all in all, it turned out to be a pretty good time.
About Nick?
Oh, yeah, your mom said, just mentioned about Nick being so close to you. He was right over there around Saigon. He was kind of surprised to hear that you were over there. It's too bad you couldn't run into each other while you were over there, you know. Yeah, yeah, that could be with his mustache. You never would have recognized him. You might have even seen him there and not recognized him. Well, I didn't recognize him when I first saw him either, you know. Well, anyway, I don't know. I haven't got anything to say, so I'll just sit here and listen to you talk for a while. Rap on me for a little bit. Oh, well, that's enough. You talk too much anyways, man. I'm tired of listening to your jive, you know. I got better things to say than you do, man. Nah, I really will be glad to see you again. Yeah, I can't say it because Mom's listening, you know. Otherwise, I'd have a few choice things, you know, but stuff like that, we'll have to wait. Yeah. But we'll have some time to talk about, man, when we get together. And I hope it won't be too long. All right? So we'll see you, man. And take it easy, huh?
This is very important, because think of...